This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Again, we are here on the, that sounds like a Yoda, doesn't it? Back again, here we are, back again we are.
Again we are.
Again we are on the DJV Experience. Jennifer Horn with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen with Doug Steffen. It's all a Doug Fest, a Victoria Fest, a Jennifer Fest, Kara Fest. And so we still have our focus on the temperatures and the weather around the country. Everybody laughs at me because when I travel back and forth across the country, you can almost watch the weather patterns and how I manage.
Yeah, wherever the good weather is, that's where Doug's heading.
So I'm leaving California today just before this huge rain starts, a monsoon rain that's coming in here later today through tonight into tomorrow. Will go away by Wednesday morning. So I'm going back to the East Coast where the temperatures have been 30 below zero. They will be in the 30s today, the 40s tomorrow, and the 50s on Wednesday. And then Wednesday I'll come back to the West Coast after the rain goes away.
That okay? Such a weirdo. You know, you're playing both sides against the middle here, sir.
Yes, I am. I'm doing that. So the story in New York, Victoria, while you were gone, was the Sunday no-pants subway ride.
I did not know anything about that.
Really?
No.
This has been going on for a number of years.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. Well, let's see here. The turnout was down because of because of the temperature. Have you seen some of the pictures of the fountains in various northern cities? They just are all frozen, completely frozen. Hmm. And the records that were set because everybody likes to look at records. So the weather, I think, was 1886 when the weather stats started being kept. And so this is the coldest year on record, or for a number of years anyway. Records were broken in New York and Boston, up on the top of Mount Washington, which is New Hampshire. With the wind blowing, it was 100 degrees below zero. The second coldest place on the planet was at the top of Mount Washington. Can you imagine being around? Oof. So anyway, in New York, this event takes place. There's a fellow whose name was L.J. Garrity, who won, I guess, is that, do they have a contest? He's from Boston. He was bundled up in layers to combat the temperature, with the exception of his, he wore gray underpants, and his thighs were bare.
I wish there was a contest, because then it would be more reason to do it, but they don't get anything from it. It's just this group improv everywhere. It's like a comedy group.
Yeah.
And every year, they have a no-pants subway ride, and anyone who wants to come can ride the subway with no pants on. Seems very
unhygienic. So it mostly men? How many women were
there? There were plenty of women.
Really?
I mean, I'm sure that there are probably more men, but there are definitely lots of women in the pictures that I looked at.
Hopefully they're not wearing, like, full rear-end underwear, because I would not want to sit on a subway in a thong. Ugh.
Oh, I didn't see any of those. A little cheeky ones, but I wouldn't even do that.
How much of this weather is responsible for all of us having colds or coughs that are sticking with us? I went to see an herbalist here in L.A. on Saturday to get a concoction that I had last year. I've had these issues with my lungs, and now I'm finding it traces back to secondhand smoke from my mother and the things that have been bronchial in me that for a long time when I was a youngster, I had these bronchial conditions, and then they went away, and now they've started presenting again the last couple of years, and it gets to the point where I really cough and hack, and like Victoria's got a coffee hack, and Jennifer's had one. Kara, I haven't heard you coughing. Thankfully, you don't seem to have it.
Yeah, but knock on wood for me.
Yeah. Okay, here's some wood right here.
It just keeps kind of coming and going. It goes from my head down into my chest and back up again. And Lewis has it now, too, and it just won't go away.
So is it because of the weather as much as anything else? People breathing in. I've always been of the, we probably ought to ask one of the doctors on the program. I don't know why I haven't. My experience with cows on the farm is that they are healthier when it's cold. The colder it is, the healthier the air. And so people say, well, you get a cold if you go out in the cold. No, colds don't come from being cold. Colds come from being exposed to germs that other people have, and you don't have a strong enough immune system to ward them off.
But don't you think it's because everybody's forced inside more and kind of pushed together into one spot? We're all kind of exchanging our germs. This flu season's supposed to be a big one because the flu shot that everybody thought they were going to get, I didn't get one, obviously, but it only was supposed to cover, I think, like 30% or 40% of these flu bugs that are going around. That they underestimated what this flu would be when they were giving out the flu vaccine. So it's not quite as effective as it should be.
Well, Dr. Ken and I, Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell, are the two resident doctors that are associated with this program, and Ken and I get into it every year because I think vaccines, not only this kind of vaccine, I just think we over-vaccinate, and we're now creating a situation where people are getting things because the vaccines haven't been tested enough to know what the real impact of them are going to be. And you can say, well, that's an arrogant point of view. Who the hell are you? Are you a doctor? No, I don't have to be a doctor to have common sense. You can look at all this stuff. When I was a kid, we got four shots, and that was it. And, you can say, look at me and say, okay, well, here's the result of having only four shots. This guy is crazy. But, no, I think that we overdo it, and it's even to the point of overdoing it with our pets. There's a whole thing. Warren Eckstein, who's our pet guy, who tells you that there's way over-vaccinating dogs and cats and whoever. And the government gets in on this and says, you must do this and you must do that. And their reasoning is folly. So, as a parent, you two, Jennifer and Victoria, hopefully soon you're going to be parents. And I know my daughter and I had this conversation about Miles and the vaccines to give him. There were certain ones that she thought were okay and certain ones that weren't.
It's so confusing, and I have been looking into that. But you feel very helpless because there are laws that prevent your child from going to school if they don't have all of them.
Yeah, right. Especially
and it's
in California, Massachusetts.
And it's easy for some people to say, "Oh, just homeschool." Well, that's not an option for a lot of people.
No,
yeah.
And it's not an intelligent way to get around it. We should have a public health system that serves everybody. There ought to be something in it for everybody because we're all taxpayers. So who the hell? The arrogance of some of the people, especially here in California, Jennifer. You know what I've been noticing also, because I love Santa Monica and have, but it's becoming crazier and crazier. And I just put two and two together yesterday in a conversation with somebody. The homeless population was nowhere near as bad in Santa Monica before the train got here. The train from downtown L.A. into Santa Monica has brought all of these homeless people, or many of them. It makes it easy for them to come out here. There are thousands of homeless people crawling around out here on the west side. And many of them were in the city before, but now they can take the train and get out here and have a wonderful time. So
they're still living on the street. I guess maybe they think it's wonderful. I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
no matter
where you are in Southern California, the homeless population has exploded. The number that they have counted is 50,000 plus. I think it's far beyond that because what people don't understand, and you can get criticized for saying it, but the truth is when you have these people out there, you have a lot of mental illness that is not being treated. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of, rampant drug use. It's just amazing what's going on out there. And then,
how do they get the drugs if they don't have any money and they're homeless?
And you find it.
Really?
Obviously, you must. Or maybe the money that they do have, instead of going into a home or to the expenses that we would probably prioritize, or being put other places.
It is a huge problem, though. I was listening to, I think, the fellow that runs, the mayor or person in charge of the government in Orange County, which is just south of Los Angeles County, the kind of problems they have with homeless there and what they're doing about it, they found in public places over the last couple of months 4,600 needles.
Oh, yeah.
They have found countless numbers of things that are normally just associated with people that have money and are using drugs. I cannot understand where they're getting the drugs. Where do they get the needles? How do they afford?
Well, the needles are free. In most places, the government's giving out free needles so that they don't spread disease. So the government's providing them with that. As far as the drug use goes, they get the money because they get the money. You hand them a couple bucks on the street. It's not that expensive for people to get a hold of some of these cheaper drugs like meth or heroin. They're not that expensive. It's not like going and spending 20 bucks on one pill for people who are addicted to pills. That's why people who are addicted to pills easily make that transition to heroin, because it's just that much more affordable.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary. I talk about my issues in my neighborhood all the time, and I live near a canyon where a lot of these people, even during the winter months, because we are lucky enough to live here, and it only gets down to maybe the 40s every once in a while, but typically the 50s at night during the winter. And so there's a lot of people who choose to sleep outside, and fires have been a bigger problem than they ever have been. And not only in my neighborhood, but the Skirball fire, a lot of these fires saw burning in California were set by homeless people. That's not meaning that they're intentionally turning into arsonists. No, they're out there cooking drugs, and they catch something on fire, and that's what happens. It's not even fire to keep themselves warm at this point. It's just, it's a scary state of affairs. It's sad.
It's laughable. How, if it wasn't so sad, Jennifer, you're right. The way the I don't know if innocence is the right word here, but the naivete, or the turning your head and not wanting to look or deal with this thing from these fools like Garcetti, who says, I took care of the homeless population when he was running for re-election. The guy's that's a lie. And I don't even like using that word. That's a complete lie. So this guy down who's this, whatever he is in Orange County, is talking about all of the homeless that are coming there and setting up mental health wards and beds and things for them. You know, this is one of the areas in my estimation, I don't like bigger government at all, but boy, have we fallen down when it comes to a society taking care of people who have mental health needs. We just don't
offer anything, because political correctness dictates that we can't. I liked Reagan's presidency a lot. Looking back at it, I was really young, but looking back at what he did, I really loved almost everything. But one of the things I don't love is that he got rid of mental institutions. Now, they were horrible places when Reagan was president, so something needed to be done. But I think shuttering down that whole program for people that really need help is ridiculous. Before Reagan, I know, but it ended under him. But now the 5150 is sort of a joke. Okay, a 3-day hold. You can bring someone in off the street if you think they can't take care of themselves. But 3 days later, you have to let them go. How does that help anybody? It just costs money, really, for processing. Yeah.
And a lot of people who are offered these opportunities, the beds, if you will, and the facilities, turn them down. They don't want to go, as you said, 3 days. They're in and out.
Yep.
One way or the other. So it is a really perplexing problem. In Massachusetts, where I've lived the main part of my life, the circumstance with the homeless and the mental problem started with Michael Dukakis. And that's one of the reasons, not because of Willie Horton as much as, or including the mental health situation that just has fallen apart, but it really, the national movement to close down mental health institutions started in Massachusetts with Dukakis when he was the governor. It's disgusting. 20 minutes after the hour.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, get your head in the game. This ain't no exhibition match. This is for real. You've got a house to insure, and there are no excuses, because Progressive's Home Quote Explorer makes it easier than ever to get the coverage you need. Here's some music to get you pumped. Dum chugga 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 meow meow meow. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Feel that confidence. Dum chugga chugga chugga. Did I say stop saving money? No. Dum chugga 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 meow meow.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's great.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Those of you who paid attention to the Golden Globes on Sunday, this song, I think, or the music from this show, The Greatest Showman, did well. It's doing well not only in this circumstance, but because it is as good as it is, sort of reminiscent of La La Land. It's hit number one on the Billboard album chart, number one in the fourth week on the chart. That's pretty substantial. And this is, there are 106 albums available for sale at the moment, so that's pretty good. 78,000 traditional albums, and I think I have seen this movie, and I quite liked it. It wasn't what you expected. I don't think of myself as a Hugh Jackman fan, but what I gather is that he's very talented and able to bridge lots of, he seems to work very hard at his craft. And so he can play with legitimacy, with credibility, these different roles, from the action stuff to this show, which is basically a musical drama, and a nicely done. This is the story of Phineas T. Barnum, the Barnum and Bailey Circus, how it got started, that sort of thing. The soundtrack debuted at number 71 on the chart December 30th, and then jumped to 63 the next week, and number five the following week, and now it's number one. Michelle Williams is in it. She's quite likable,
she sing
I think.
In it?
I don't remember that. Yeah, I think she does a little. Yeah. Zac Efron is very likable. Zendaya, I never saw before. She's the female that likes Zac Efron, right? Do I have her right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was like a Disney done kid, kind of an up and coming star.
Is she? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't seen the show, go look at it. You'll enjoy it. It's a good thing to bring your family to. It's just a good, wholesome movie. And I think, as I said, never really seen Hugh Jackman like this before. I can't actually tell you that.
Did you see him in Les Mis? Did you not see him in that?
No.
That was a terrible movie, but he was the only thing.
He was a good part of it.
He was the best part of it. Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on now. Musically, this is the portion of the program every day we have in every hour, this portion devoted to music news. Bono, 57 years old, gotten into a bit of trouble when he was the lone man honored in Glamour Women of the Year Awards last year, but he's glad for the opportunity to light a match in the data, in the debate about what role men play in the fight for gender equality. Were you, was it Bono you were with in the hotel over the
yes.
weekend?
Saturday night, yes.
That sounds a little risque. Victoria and Bono in the hotel.
We were talking about lighting a match in the debate of gender equality, actually.
Really? Bono says, it seems obvious to me that the sex who created the problem might have some responsibility for undoing it. Men can't step back and leave it to women alone to clean up the mess that we've made and are still making. And I will tell you that I had a conversation with somebody in the music business, I'm sorry, in the film business this weekend, who said without even stopping, didn't even take a beat, talking about how women who get into roles of prominence get there because they sleep with somebody. And it's just a given. So we're picking and choosing some of the instances, but this is so wrong. The whole fiber of this industry is so sick because of this sort of thing. And it disgusts me, frankly, the more I hear about this. Disgusts me that men are this way and that we've let this business, which we're so fond of, get out of control, as much as it seems to be. So anyway, Bono is right. It is time for men to step up and be counted here when it comes to this debate. 28 past the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Now on the DJV Experience. Hi, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. A lot of people talking about the Consumer Electronics Show, which opens Tuesday in Las Vegas. A lot of people in trying to find out what the coolest technology is. It's the biggest consumer trade show every year. It gets people more and more excited, or it would seem. I shouldn't say people in general. Some people love to go. There are 20,000 different people who are there.
It's huge.
It's amazing.
I remember going, Rich and I went a couple of years ago, Rich McFadden, who's a friend of our program here, of course, and we must have walked miles. It was ridiculous. It just hall after hall after hall after hall of just new technologies and in all aspects of life, in your home, at work, in your car, just anything you can think of. It's amazing. It actually makes you kind of excited because it shows you that innovation is still possible, which maybe
maybe you wouldn't tell if you're like watching Hollywood just reboot old TV shows and movie storylines, sort of. So that's it. Yeah, lots of inventions still happening.
Well, there are a lot of things, the creative side of American brains or people around the world who are smart and figuring out how to do things. It's really encouraging to see all the new, the innovative stuff and how smart people have to be to figure all of this out. So if that's the case, how come we have tankers colliding with freighters in Asia? An Iranian oil tanker collided with a Chinese freighter. You wonder what, and all of the ships, no matter what their country of registry, have this new, and this conversation, by the way, actually started last year when we had two Navy ships in the 7th Fleet that collided with, one of them was a tanker, the other one was a cargo ship, and the damage that was done, and everybody's scratching their head trying to figure out, because ships have the same sort of technology as airplanes do, they should be able to avoid each other. So why are these crashes taking place? The other thing is, I mean, probably not laughable because a couple of people get killed in this, and there are a couple of dozen crew members that are missing still. But under the circumstances, when you're out in the middle of the ocean, 75% of the Earth's cover is ocean. And these ocean liners, the ocean tankers, they're only like 3-4 football fields long, so they're fairly small in comparison to what the ocean presents. So how come I understand they're going into the same harbors and getting close, but this was on the high seas, I think. This is in the East China Sea. And you see some of the pictures of the fires and things, and this was a bad crash. And so why? Why do these things happen? This is a good lesson for all of us, and it seems to me anyway. We think that with technology, like yesterday, I saw something the airlines are crowing about, and it's good that there were no people killed in any air accidents last year. Now, one person lost his or her life because of a plane crash last year, and you consider the huge, huge, huge numbers of people who are on these planes, how many people are being carried? I'm amazed. Every time I get on a plane, and this time of year it's 2-3 times a week, it is full. And we're talking about reasonably high-end prices, and we're talking about reasonably long trips. It just is amazing. Everybody, I don't know where everybody's going. When I think it through, American offers 5 flights a day from Boston to Los Angeles. Delta 2, United 2, JetBlue 2, Virgin 2. So how many is that? That's 5, 6, that's 11 flights a day. An average of 180 seats in each direction. That's a lot of people going back and forth.
A lot of people.
Just between Boston and Los Angeles every single day. And you go to New York. I took a look at the schedule because I got to be in New York for business next week. Take the flight back from Los Angeles. There's a flight. American offers a flight an hour from L.A. to New York and back again. Delta about once every hour and a half. United almost as frequently. So when you get right down to it, there's about 35 flights a day that go from New York to Los Angeles, and the same to San Francisco.
Well, yeah, probably a good sign. That's a good sign for the economy.
It's a good sign for the economy, right.
I'll tell you, I was reading over the weekend, I was reading an article about American Airlines. You know that they're now making mandatory training. You have to do it. If you work for American, you have to take conflict resolution classes. Because of all the problems going on the airlines, David Dow getting drug off the airplane last year, yeah. And all these different
that was on United
crazy.
That yeah. Seems like something we should have already been taking. Like
yeah.
That should always be mandatory. If you're working with tons of people every day who are going to be stuck in a small area for hours, shouldn't you know how to resolve conflict?
One of the things that people will be the employees at American will be hubbubbing about today. The fellow who's the chairman now, his name is Doug Parker. He used to run U.S. Air. He was a former American employee and went out and has always wanted to be the major domo of a major airline. And now he's running the largest. He was able to creatively figure out how a small airline like U.S. Air could take over American when they went bankrupt. And so he's foregone a salary and he's taking stock bonuses based on what he got when he was chairman of U.S. Air. And so last week, he cashed in $80 million worth of stock for his pay for last year. And Americans made a lot of money, and so are all the other airlines making a lot of money. And here's how they do it. One of the ways that they do it, and this infuriates me, the newer planes have come equipped with these devices, not only in first class, but in coach. They have the entertainment devices in the seat. So you can watch movies and television shows, listen to music and all that other stuff. Well, now they're systematically taking them out of the planes and figuring what they say is, well, everybody has their own devices so they can get what they want. Well, what they don't tell you is they're going to charge you $19 every time you use GoGo or whatever the in-flight service
is. Wi-Fi, yep.
Wi-Fi, yeah. To get Wi-Fi, you can use free out Wi-Fi if you want to book a flight on American or you want to watch a bunch of crappy old movies or TV shows that nobody cares about. But if you want to watch something now, you can pay them $19. No more in-seat devices. You carry your own and you get what you want, but you pay for it. And this is just another way. This is like charging for baggage or charging for meals or charging whatever. It's just more and more and more picayune stuff. And that people just, you know, because they graduated, it isn't done all at once, people sort of take it, oh, well, there's one more fee, or there's one more charge, yada, yada, yada. If you look at, like I had to book another trip for next week, so I looked at it, and the price was, what they put on the website is price A, but then when you pay for it, it includes $60 of government fees. Well, when you really look into it, it isn't government fees at all. It's airline fees for this, that, or the other thing. $25 for doing it this way and $14 for doing that something else. And so there's another $65 they don't tell you about. And this is why they're making money. And maybe the public doesn't object to it because all the planes are full. So am I the only one who gets annoyed with this sort of thing?
No.
I'm in a place to talk about it. But it's, and then what do you do about it? You can complain.
Right. Well, that's exactly it.
It's the government allowing these big companies become bigger and become monopolies. That's really, it's the same thing almost in every business you see it, whether it's transportation, whether it's it's your utilities, it's your phone service, it's, you know, the big buy up, the bigger buy up the big. And it's less and less competition, so they can basically screw you if you don't like it, where you're going to go.
But give the market some time to work it out. Because think about it. Why do we have these little screens in the planes anyway? It's because airlines like JetBlue and Virgin America popped up, and they offered entertainment, and people were intrigued by that. And so then some of the major airlines had to compete. It will shake out. It seems awful, and it's not very much fun to fly anymore because you have to you pay a whole lot more for a whole lot less. But it'll shake out.
Yeah. All right. So there's a word of
just
comfort.
Don't fly with the airline. Just make sure you're using your money where you want it to go. Don't give them rewards. If you don't like the airline, stop flying them.
Well, the only reason I fly American is because they have so many miles and they have five flights a day back and forth from Boston to L.A. Otherwise, and then I think to myself, well, Delta's no better. And United's no better. The only one that's really decent is Virgin, and they've been bought by Alaska, so they've become just another white-paste airline as well. All the Virgin stuff is going to go away, and they just got the roots. They're not going to keep doing what Virgin does. So then we'll start our own. How about
start your own?
The DJV airline. How about we do that?
It would be fabulous.
It would be fabulous. All right, speaking
martinis and movies all day long.
How about that?
We already have an onboard sommelier in Jennifer, so
yes,
we're already one.
And I'm trending. I'm going to be a bartender. You already know
all
how
right.
to, so it'll be
right.
a party.
I actually want you
to
tell us some
food,
of the
Victoria.
Well, I'm going to be the tour guide because I'm going to learn the tour that we're taking to Hawaii, which is getting, when people look at this, they're raving about what's available. This is something that's very exciting. If you've not heard me talking about this before, you're invited to join me in Hawaii in March. Come with me on a 13-day guided tour from Your Man Tours, one of the best in the business. They are known for fabulous Hawaiian destinations. They do exotic trips to here, there, and everywhere. And so they put together this package. I'm not the tour guide, but I suppose I am in the manner of speaking because I know a lot of these places. The beaches, Waikiki, Pearl Harbor, certainly, and all the things there that are so important to our history, World War II, and the things that happened. You get a $250 instant credit. You want to visit Hawaii with me? Go online to djvshow.com and look at the banner ads at the bottom there. Or you can just call the office. It's pretty easy to do that. Try this number. Dial for a brochure, 877-900-4574. Would you like to spend a couple of weeks with me? I suppose maybe that's... It won't be a continual radio program. It'll be fun. We'll have some of the same unique experiences, and it'll be something you'll talk about for the rest of your life. I know that. 877-900-4574 for information on this trip. It's $19.99 per person for everything, and that gets you all around the islands. You'll be able to get into places that most other people don't go, even to some of the beaches where people don't go. Maui, Oahu, Kauai, I can't pronounce some of the names of some of the islands, actually. Big islands, small islands, we're going to all of them, and I'll be the group leader. So help yourself to explore Hawaii with me, 13 days. The price has been reduced to $19.99 from $22.49, and you get all kinds of other things. There are things you can do to upgrade yourself. Check it all out at YMT Vacations, 877-900-4574. Spots are limited, and they are going, so move fast. 877-900-4574 to get yourself started.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles.
Feed boxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I want to have a moment thinking back to the life and experience of John Young, who was the longest-serving astronaut in the NASA Corps. He flew in six space trips, walked on the moon. He commanded the first space shuttle, became the conscience sort of the astronaut corps. He advocated for safety reforms after the 1986 Challenger disaster. He lived in Houston. He was 87, had pneumonia. He spent 42 years in the space program. Wow. My friend Jay Honeycutt found him. He went up with Virgil Grissom and Gemini 3. He piloted the command module for Apollo 10. He was on the Apollo 11, Apollo 16. He was the quintessential NASA employee and astronaut. Fabulous guy. And he did a lot for us as Americans. A lot to be proud of with him. So his passing, John Young, is noted here at 10 before the hour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, as you hear the theme from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program hosted by Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti, one of the most important things you can do with your weekend time is figure out how to make it better at home, and these people certainly know how to do it. This is the home, well, I was going to say builder, but it's a, if you're a home improvement person, you like to putz around your house, this is the place where you want to be. The website, fabulous things going on there. You should sign up for their daily email at moneypit.com. Let's get some info from Tom as to what's going on with all of these trade shows going on around the country right after this.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it was pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Let's, before we talk about the shows, let's talk about, see the mess, for example, that JFK caused. The airport pretty much shut down. It was evacuated because of the water leak, and the water leak comes from frozen pipes, and it brings us back around to focusing on our own situation and our own homes. So much of the country was inundated, Tom, over the past, well, week and a half. I guess almost 2 weeks this has been a problem. What are you advising? People have to be calling you, sending you emails, asking for help. It's a little late. It's like the horse out of the barn now because the weather will improve and the damage is done.
Yeah, it's a bit of an extreme time. It was an extreme storm, and so it's obviously not something you can you have to deal with every day. But when the temperature really drops like that, you just have to be aware of the fact that you know you could lose power. You might have a frozen pipe. There are some things that you can do. For example, if you know that your home maybe is susceptible to frozen pipes, and the temperatures are going down in the extremes, you know it's a good idea to let the water run a little bit, even though we don't see waste any water. You know, if you let the water trickle from a couple of different faucets and keeps moving through the pipes, it's not as likely to freeze. If you have cabinets that you can open, like the cabinets for your sink, like the bath vanity cabinets or the kitchen cabinet, leave those cabinets open, leaving doors open so you can move some heat around the house and perhaps even boost that heat up a little bit more than you normally would. The other thing you have to be really careful of, and we had a tragic situation in New Jersey where we had a carbon monoxide death in a building, a multifamily building, is that. You know, you need to be aware that you can have carbon monoxide problems. Don't take space heaters and use them inside the house. That would be fossil fuel type space heaters, you know, like kerosene heaters and that sort of thing. And even, you know, letting cars warm up in a garage, for example, you know, even if the doors open, that those fumes can get back into the house. You need to be super conscious of the issues that could occur when you get that close to that type of carbon monoxide.
All right, the Builders Show and the CES show going on, lots of people focusing on things to improve the home. What do you expect to come out of these things?
Yeah, two big shows of the year, Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas and the International Builder Show in Florida. We're covering them both. We've got teams at both events. We expect to see a lot in smart home, even though we've seen a lot already. Expect to see a lot more at coming out of CES. It's just amazing what they're doing for home appliances, for example.
Yeah.
And the Builder Show always got some good surprises there. We'll be bringing them all to you in the coming weeks.
All right, sign up for the weekly email at...
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.